Interpretation is the process of naming factors on the variables that load on them. Loading means correlated with. And correlated with enough to make it part of the naming process. So the cutoffs usually range from 0.3 to 0.4. Higher cutoffs limit the number of loading variables. Factors may be ill-defined. Some variables might not load at all. Lower cutoffs increase the number of loading variables, which can lead to multivocality. Worry and make a careful decision when your interpretation depends upon the cutoff that is chosen. It's really nice if you can say, I used a cutoff of 0.4, but cutoffs range between 0.3 and 0.5, give the same solution. I mean, that's just sweet. That's just nice. That way, the decision you make didn't produce the results that you herald. Combining number of factors and rotations to select the best factor solution. Remember, this is an exploratory process. Big green word. This is an exploratory process. To specify the solution, you have to pick the number of factors, the type of rotation, and the cutoff. Lots of possibilities here. So apply the different rules to arrive at a different initial best guess of the number of factors. That's what you did with the last homework. You did the significance test, you did the eigenvalue rule, you did the discrete plot, and you decided, hey, they all agree on 3. Good place to start. Or they agree on 3 except the factor analysis won 16 because I got 1,200 people. I'm going to start with 3. Okay, so you make a guess. Where's your place to start? I then suggest that you obtain orthogonal and oblique rotations for that many factors, one fewer, and one more. Compare the solutions to find your favorite. Explore. Worry about parsimony versus specificity. Worry about different trade-offs. Think about rotational survival. Rotational survival and simple structure both mean I keep getting the same answer from the different rotations. I mean, that's what we want. That's a kind of internal replication. What variables are important in your prediction? Well, you know what? Whether I look at simple correlations, a stepwise multiple regression, a full model multiple regression, or half a dozen other things, these three variables keep showing up. And clearly, I have to worry about these variables a lot when I think about the criterion. Same idea here. We tried 3 different numbers of factors. We tried 5 different rotations with each. We looked at cutoffs of 3 and 4. And these 3 factors I'm really comfortable with. There may be a 4th, but I'm really comfortable with these 3. That's what's meant by rotational survival. Also, good old conceptual sense. Arrogance has a place in exploratory factoring. Let me add a word there. Appropriate arrogance has a place in exploratory factoring. You need to know enough about the variables and enough about the people that you can look at something and make sense out of it. That's why I showed you that first principal components example the other day. Everybody knows if you grab a bunch of variables like this, you get internalizing behaviors and you get externalizing behaviors. We didn't. Does that mean the factor solution is screwed up? Does that mean we should only have kept 2? Well, if you keep 2, you don't get internalizing and externalizing anyway. You get this really ugly mix on the second factor that makes no sense, and all the commonalities drop, because now you're accounting for that variance with less factors. If you think about what the variables are, and you think about the population, suddenly that second factor makes sense. This is a population of mouthy little brats. Mouthy little brat boys, mouthy little brat girls. These are people who express whatever's going badly around them by ripping on somebody else. It makes perfect sense that for these kids in this situation, that one externalizing variable and those other 2 internalizing variables go together. It makes sense. It's an arrogant interpretation in that we're saying that something that nobody else has found before makes sense because we found it in just the right place. You got to know the variables, you got to know the population, you got to try out different things. Also, interesting surprises about factors like that second factor and or variables. The only thing that's really showed up as dramatically multivocal there was bitching out your keeper. I mean, that's not a variable that you think of as multivocal. Ripping on somebody, mouthing off on somebody, that doesn't sound like a complicated variable. But in this data set and in this population, that's clearly a composited variable because they're complaining and being mouthy and being rude for multiple different reasons. And all we get is, how many times a day were they mouthy? So you got to know what's going on, and you got to try different things.